Will you pray with me? Oh God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So you saw the picture of my sisters. And as I read Mary and Martha, I think of my sisters, Cindy and Pam. Because you see, yeah, there's tension at times between all of us. We're good friends, we're family, we love each other deeply. But there are times when one of us is acting like Mary and one of us is acting like Martha. And we always go to my sister Cindy's house for the holidays. She's the one that likes to cook. She's the one that likes to do all the crafty type things and to make things and to make sure that we have the food that we need and we gather together. Yeah, me, not so much. I'll make food because we have to eat. But it's not one of my most favorite things in the world to do. So sometimes that Mary and Martha thing happens then, as Cindy is in getting the food ready and all of that, and I'm sitting listening to my dad or talking to someone. And when my mom was still alive, you could hear her say, "Mom, make them come help. Make them come help." Well, now that Mom's not around anymore, Pam and I tend to pay more attention to helping Cindy out in the kitchen. But you see, things like that happen all the time. I was getting, I had to go to get my car fixed this past week. Maybe it was, yeah, at the beginning of the week. For some reason, my tire was losing air. I just had it in for its oil change and all that kind of stuff. But it was, the tire light kept coming on. So I took it in, and I took it to Honda because that's where it was from, and so I kind of posted that on Facebook, and the conversation that happened between my sisters, I chose not to respond, but my sisters was, "You know, you don't have to go there. You could go buy a tire cheaper somewhere else." Again, Mary and Martha. I'm sure you too have had Mary and Martha conversations with family members or with friends. You see, what this whole story is about, it's about hospitality. And hospitality can happen in many ways. It's being open to a relationship with Jesus. And that relationship with Jesus can happen in many ways. Sometimes, yes, we need to sit down at the feet of Jesus and hear those words and learn from Jesus. But sometimes we need to be in the kitchen making food so that our guests don't go hungry. You see, this hospitality is an invitation to our soul. The text tells us and talks about worry and distractions. I think what I hear here is that when there's worry and distractions, when we're in the kitchen or when we're sitting at the feet of Jesus or when we're cleaning our house or when the worry and distractions take over, then we're not showing hospitality. Then we're in that Mary and Martha relationship and, "Jesus, make her come help me." But when we let the worry and distractions go, we can think about what is needed at that moment. Is that moment needed to sit at the feet of Jesus and learn? Or is that moment that's needed to come together and to make a meal? Sometimes listening, sometimes action. Hospitality. What is needed in the moment? What is needed to the invitation to the soul? And when we discern that, when we know when and where and which one, that's a spiritual discernment. That's the spiritual lesson that we learn. Being in the moment, focusing on God in the midst. Willingness to listen changes relationship. It breaks down social barriers. It opens us up to be in that unique relationship with Jesus. Being open to each relationship. Listening, discerning whether we need to be Mary or Martha. So what I learned from this, and what becomes my challenge at times, because as we begin to continue to help my dad come to the understanding that he's probably not going to be able to live on his own as long as he would like to, because of his Parkinson's, because of short-term memory loss, but it's having the conversation with my sisters in that hospitality of relationship to know whether we need to listen or whether we need to act. All steps of our lives are about being in relationship with Jesus. And yeah, there's going to be times when my sisters and I, we still kind of cause each other some grief. That's part of being sisters, I think. But if I open myself up to listen to the moment, that's when I encounter Jesus. I invite you to open yourself up to be in the moment, whether it's as Mary, whether it's as Martha, whether it's sitting at the feet of Jesus and learning, or whether it's action, doing something. Discern the moment and share that hospitality with all. That's our challenge this day and always. Thanks be to God. Amen.